WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. Bourbon Street is back open after the deadly car ramming attack early New Year's Day, and the Sugar Bowl, which was delayed yesterday, is being played right now. President Biden this afternoon.
People in New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with this deluded ideology overcome us.
And the investigation continues into that attack that killed 14 people. Dozens are injured. The driver of that truck that rammed the crowd shot dead by police is now believed to have been a lone wolf. FBI Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Jabbar, an Army veteran from Texas, is believed to have been radicalized over the past several months. His truck found with an ISIS flag inside. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on the victims of the Abundant Life school shooting. The two victims who were in critical condition have now been upgraded to fair condition. In a statement released by UW Health, their family said they were grateful for the respect of their privacy and thanked American Family Children's Hospital. Four others were shot. They were all released from the hospital the week of the shooting. A reminder that the Abundant Life Christian School Recovery Fund is still active. You can find a link to it on the United Way of Dane County's website. If you want to spend more time outside in 2024, there are changes to Wisconsin State Park pass system. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin State Parks are now moving to a new 12-month admission pass. It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it, when previously all passes expired on December 31st, even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
And sauerkraut, anyone? While the discussion of hot or cold varies depending on if your traditions are German or Polish, just about everybody agrees sauerkraut is a popular topping for brats. One of the world's leading producers of sauerkraut is moving its headquarters to Wisconsin. Fermented Food Holdings Incorporated is investing $13 million to expand local production in Bear Creek and relocate their corporate headquarters to Madison. This will create 60 full-time jobs, with 41 of them being in the small town of Bear Creek. It will also bring production closer to local farmers. Wisconsin is the fourth largest producer of cabbage in the United States. This move will help the company directly source organic, fresh ingredients from our Wisconsin farmers. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl: safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you're talking about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. Going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough. You know, feel for the guy, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Clothes that fit your style and your life.
At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe, the one-year anniversary of Matt Nair on Air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy, happy New Year to us all. Just PS is on the board in today's edition of Dom and Friends. Earl Ingram Jr., you can hear his fine program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, welcome. Happy Thursday. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, man. It's another new year.
Can you believe man. It? I know. And we're
gonna. Man, we're a quarter of a century into the 21st century. That's
right. When you put it like that, it seems like Y2K was just like yesterday, and now we're a quarter. Thanks for putting that into perspective, Earl.
Yeah, no, man.
Oh man, I got to tell you, man, it was great taking the day off yesterday. Certainly enjoyed the pre-show, the New Year's Eve show with all you folks, and it was nice just to kind of move from the bed to the chair. You know, to the couch, back to the bed, to the other couch.
The great migration.
You know, I can't lay in one spot too long, so I laid in several spots. And really got caught up and recharged yesterday, which was great. It's great to be back with all of you. And Earl, man, how about you? Before we get into the series of it all, we hosted, man. My wife wanted to host. We got a new table that kind of extends out, puts like 10 people around it, man. Some friends and some family in, and had dinner and drinks and did the whole, you know, a lot of folks that we know are actually like spent some time in New York, you know, so they're East Coast time. So we celebrated at 11 o'clock. Then we celebrated again at midnight central, right? But then we kept on going. And let me tell you, I don't know. I know we have, you know, subs coming in and extra hosts here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But, you know, some of the folks doing the coverage of the New Year's on the broadcast on the cable networks coming like 2 o'clock in the morning, man. I don't know who you get that shift, but I never want that shift. But we had a great time. It was great catching up with everyone and having and ringing in the new year. Love the love. So thanks, Steffi, for putting all that together. And man, and the food. I can't even talk about food. I've been eating so much. Earl, how about you, man? How'd you ring it in?
It's wrong ass 30 years at home listening to the gunfire. Sounded like a war zone.
Oh no, people shooting the guns,
man,
in the air.
What is it? What do people get out of firing guns? I don't know, man. You know, I'm an old guy, man. Dominic, can you tell me what the purpose is of firing automatic weapons and cannons? Boom, boom. I mean, what is that?
Well, they make a lot of noise. That's fun, but you could do the same with firecrackers or something.
If you use fireworks, you at least get it pretty shite.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and unfortunately, the bullets got to come down. You know what I mean?
Man, it's it, and so it gets worse. And it's like you're in a war zone, and there's nothing the police can do. People have so many ways. And then the automatic weapon fire, man.
That's scary. You know,
it used to be, well, I'm an old guy. It used to be they'd pull the 22 out.
Right. Pew, pew, pew.
Or, yeah. or the 32. Yeah,
sounds exactly like that, Doc.
No, man. Now it's AR-15s and cannons. And then some of the people can't discern whether it's midnight or not. And 5 minutes before midnight, they go to shooting.
you got to start early if you're going to shoot all night, Earl.
And then there are people who are shooting even 10 minutes after. So, you know, but anyway, no, man, I don't do anything on New Year's. I'm at home.
You're such a wife. Well-behaved man these days, Earl.
Well, you know, man, I tell you, I watched a football game. That was one of the greatest college football games I've ever seen.
That Arizona-Texas game, the double overtime?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. It was amazing. It was very entertaining.
It was as entertaining a football game,
yeah,
college or pros, that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of sports for us to consume. Well, thank you for joining me, Earl, and we made it through another year. I can't believe it's 2025. And unfortunately, as the news broke, and as hard as we want to stay away from news, you know, on the breaks during the holidays and so forth, you know, you can't really get away. And of course, my phone was blown up with all the notifications of, you know, terror attack in New Orleans and this other explosion in Las Vegas. So that's, I guess, where we got to at least address a little bit. And I think my angle on this is, you know, it's always tough. Oh, and don't forget the mass shooting in the Bronx. I believe that was in New York as well. 10 people shot there, my understanding. Thankfully, at least, I don't think there's been any fatalities in that particular instance. But, man, here we go, 2025, starting out with a bang, literally. And it's always tragic. I mean, these things are, it's hard to prevent. You can't stop everything, and it's always difficult, and it's terrible for the families and friends that lost people, you know, down on Bourbon Street, just trying to have a good time. I've been on that street a few times, and anytime I'm in, you know, these kinds of outdoor events and situations, I think about these things, man. It's hard not to these days, because all it takes is one crazy, and unfortunately, there we go. Now we got someone who's apparently, according to the FBI, inspired by ISIS, acting alone, is the new reporting. But Fox News got in front of it, Earl, and they said, oh, this guy came in through the border. He came in through the border. And so everybody, all these Republicans, jump all over that. And which is not accurate. It's not true. That was not the case. And, it's troublesome beyond belief. I mean, everything that happens cannot possibly be blamed on immigrants. And that's what these Republicans continue to do. Oh, you know, Earl, there's going to be an Arctic blast coming down here. Oh, must be the immigrants. You know what I'm saying? What can we blame every single thing? Man, there was some traffic when I was driving down from Milwaukee today. That must be those immigrants. I mean, if I'm a Republican, that's what I'm blaming everything on. And it's terrible. And as NBC points out in their headline, and thank you for an accurate headline, NBCnews.com. Trump and GOP allies falsely claim New Orleans attack on immigration failures. The driver who killed at least 14 people and injured 30 was from Texas and a U.S. citizen, and apparently a veteran as well. Earl, I haven't seen a whole lot of retractions yet. Now, I have seen there's some of the reporting that Trump was corrected, but it seems like some of these folks, these Republicans, are doubling down, man. Why can't these people just be truthful? Oh, my God, this is a terrible event. It's not everything's related to the southern border, Earl.
You know, Dominic, I've always said that the Republicans were constantly talking about all these criminals coming in from the border, and that we should be leery of them. And I always said, I'm more afraid of the American criminal.
Right.
Than somebody coming from the, we've got more than enough of them ourselves, that we don't have to point the finger
right
at people coming here from the border. But I will say this, man. I had a conversation this morning, and what got me, Dominic, what bothered me was I was talking about, listen to this. So the FBI and they call this press conference.
Yeah.
And you and I get to interview people. We get to ask questions. Man, what school did some of these reporters go to that you're asking an FBI agent who just got there? How many more people do you think were involved? Well, hey, man, this happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 9 o'clock. What information do you think they have? Where do these people go to journalism school, Dominic?
You got
to
ask the questions, Earl. I mean, and it's also the holidays, man. The A team might not be out there. You know what I mean?
Hey, whether it's the A team or not, ask some relevant. So the governor had to say to the media, hey, listen, we don't know, okay? I mean, you're asking these kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We'll let you know when we find out this is a fluid situation.
Right.
I'm just saying, man, I watch reporters, and some of them, I don't know if that's what they, can't they reason themselves?
No.
What would make sense in asking a legitimate question in a time like that? And then this morning I had conversations with a couple MAGA folk who called, and they wanted to talk about the FBI. And I said, look, the FBI is doing this great job. Are you aware that they went into Melania's lingerie drawer?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, come on. They were looking for secret documents. They had a warrant. And are you aware that Trump was hoarding things in his house?
So I guess the point I'm making, Dominic, is the FBI is, can you imagine if there was no FBI? Now, I'm not a guy who loves the FBI, man, by any stretch of the imagination. But they do work that nobody else can do. And so they can dig deep into different things to find out what's happening. And instead of, getting this pushback that they went after Donald Trump, and so they went after, man, this is bigger than Donald Trump, man.
Yeah, it is. Not everything is about persecuting Donald Trump. Not everything, all crime in this country does not originate from the southern border. You know, there are other issues and other things going on. And agencies like the size of the FBI can walk and chew gum at the same time. And certainly, as you mentioned, man, you can point out almost any agency in this country and find some fault somewhere in history. No doubt about it. That's why, we as voters is very important. We got to hold people accountable, open and transparent government and all those kinds of things. And when folks are, illegally, persecuting people, that's certainly something that should be frowned upon and certainly acted against. The weaponization, quote unquote, of the FBI is, from the MAGA's perspective, is going after any sort of Republican for any of the wrongdoings that they apparently have been doing, at least based on the evidence that's presented to a grand jury and ultimately to an actual jury and decided by a judge. If we want to stop, illegals from, or immigrants from causing, felonies, well, maybe Trump's mother or grandfather should have stayed in Europe. You know what I mean? Because that cat's got 34 felonies, as far as I know. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram with me today, 855-752-4842.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Happy New Year's to us all. Earl Ingram joining me today. We're going to hang out all afternoon. You can join us, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess, PS is on the board. Callers, we see you. Be patient. We'll get to you momentarily. Talking about not just the terrorist act, but how the Republicans have addressed it. Now, like NBC's headline, again, Trump and GOP allies falsely claim blame New Orleans attack on immigration failures. I'm going to read a few paragraphs out of here, then I'll throw it out there for your consideration. Trump and his allies in Congress have blamed the deadly New Orleans attack on President Joe Biden's border policies, even though the attacker was a U.S. citizen. I mean, what, dude? Are you okay? Here's what Trump wrote on Truthy Social as information was trickling out about the ramming attack on Wednesday morning. Quote, when I said the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, but it turned out to be true. Of course, that's not true. The crime rate in our country is at a level that nobody has ever seen before. No, it's not true. It's actually down. Our hearts are with all of the innocent victims and their loved ones, including the brave officers of the New Orleans Police Department. They identified the killer. He was he's from Texas. He's a U.S. citizen and he's an Army veteran. Now, maybe this is the genesis of the lie. Fox News reported Wednesday morning that the driver, who was shot and killed by police after he ran over a crowd of people in New Orleans, had crossed over the border from Mexico earlier this week. The network walked back its reporting later Wednesday, but not before Trump and some allies echoed it. And, you know, it's always the first time, Earl, you know, that first lie, that one travels. The retraction or the walking back, they'll put that on page D. Donald Trump Jr. posted a news article about the erroneous report saying, quote, Biden's parting gift to America, migrant terrorists. I mean, nothing like using a tragedy, a terrorist attack, a domestic terrorist attack on New Year's Eve to go after your political rivals based on fraudulent false information. Well done, everybody. How about, oh my God, that's terrible. Let's wait till three old facts come out and see what happens. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she jumped on it too. New Orleans terrorist attacker is said to have come across the border in Eagle Pass 2 days ago. Shut the border down. Later Wednesday, Fox News quoted Trump's Truthy Social and then noted, quote, to be clear, the suspect was born in the United States. Oh, so here's Foxy News saying, oh, here's something our glorious orange leader lied about. We're going to say it verbatim, and then we're going to correct the record after the fact. Now, despite Fox's clarifications, Trump doubled down on his message Thursday, saying that the Biden administration handling of the nation's borders led to a violent erosion of safety, national security, and democracy. With the Biden open border policy, I said many times during rallies and elsewhere that radical Islamic terrorism and other forms of violent crime will come so bad in America that it will become hard to even imagine or believe. That time has come, only worse than ever imagined. So, you know, that's the gist of it. Eric Crane from Arizona, open border. Carlos Jimenez, a Republican from Florida, secure the border. You know, NBC reported earlier that about 0.014% of migrants who had tried to cross the border in the fiscal year 2024, or fewer than 2 out of every 10,000, were on the terrorist watch list. Now, still a number, right? Still matters. But it's not in this particular case, in this thing, this is not accurate. These Republicans are taking false or at least early wrong information. And I'm not saying that Fox News or all went out there and purposefully lied. Maybe they did. It's been done before. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna say that. But certainly once it comes out that that's not the case, where's all the apologies from these Republicans? Where's the walk back? Where's the mea culpa? Oh, I was totally wrong. I never should have assumed that. You don't see that. All you see are the initial tweets, and people talk about it, and it spreads out. And when it eventually comes out to be not accurate, oh, well, no, I guess I was wrong about that.
Well, a couple things, Dominic. Number one, isn't this the same Fox News once again that said we're not a real news outlet when Dominion sued them for 700 and something? They clearly, maybe people forgot mm-hmm. that they said that publicly. After they had to pay, I forgot the guy's name who owns Fox.
Murdoch.
But yeah. once he had to pay that $700 million, they put that out. We're not a news outlet. And then the second thing I would say, Dominic, is, I mean, why are they still doing this? The election is over. They don't have to keep lying about that anymore.
Yes, they do. It's who they are.
Why? He's elected. They're in charge now. So if it's as bad as they say it is, it's up to them to fix it. And they're not going to be able to do what they said they were going to do in getting rid of all of the people at the border and the people who are here illegally, because they're intertwined in our economy, Dominic.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Come on.
Well, and I think, I mean, perhaps they do it. It continues the narrative. It's always, because isn't it always the message, fear everybody and everybody who's not like you, you got to watch out for. And it's the other politicians, the other side's fault. That's always the case all the time. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC will get you in. Happy New Year. Mark, what do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it's continuing. Apparently that Holman, the guy that's going to be our border czar, apparently he's still going on. This is, you know, we have to, it's because of the border, because of the border, because of the border. If you want to fix the problem at the border, then you establish more border stations to bring these people into this country legally,
mm-hmm.
so they're not trying to dash across the river, you know, dodging the. I'm trying to maintain my calm here, not use the banned word, but
right.
Yeah, you know, dodging razor wire and. And doing this, these people are desperate to come to this country. Like a lot of our ancestors were desperate to come to this country because yep. of the conditions that were in Europe. And it is just ridiculous that they're continuing to blame immigrants in this case, because in both cases, it looks like that Las Vegas as well, it was an American citizen. That,
yes, American that, citizens that and veterans, Mark. I mean, they're both in Fort Bragg together. Thank you for the call. You know, is there going to be an investigation and what's going on in Fort Bragg? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not suggesting that anything's going on, but if you're a Republican and you're so conspiracy-minded and you saw, well, these two cats were both veterans, they both at cross points or at least were at Fort Bragg at some time, certainly the FBI is looking into any connections if there were to be one. But how is it that the Republicans are just totally not involved or discussing the fact that these folks were trained by U.S. military? Is that a point of conversation? Has that been brought up? No, instead they lie and say this is somebody that came over from the border. I mean, it's just so asinine and wrong. And folks, you gotta wonder what's going through their heads. Join us, 855-752-4842. We will move along on other topics. Happy, happy New Year's to us all.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A big endorsement for the head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party. Ben Wickler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Wickler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run the party's National Committee. Those forums will include Wickler and the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. And St. Mary's Hospital here in Madison had their first baby of the new year, born just minutes after midnight. Jack Davis was born at 12:03 a.m. on New Year's Day. His parents live in the Milwaukee area, and they drove all the way to Madison so they could have the same provider that they did for their first son's birth. Little Jack was over a week early at almost 8 pounds and will soon go home to his big brother. And when people bite off more than they can chew when it comes to exotic animals, there are only a few places they can surrender them. That makes exotic pet rescues vital for Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, yeah, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue is the largest exotic pet rescue in Wisconsin. They took in more than 1,900 animals last year. They expect their final number for 2024 to be even higher. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mostly sunny sky for tomorrow, highs upper teens to near 20. And staying in the upper teens to around 20 degrees for the weekend with a partly sunny sky. Low 20s to start next week.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special TGIF edition of the show. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75 Civic. Earl Ingram joining me today. Check his show out Monday through Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, thank you for joining me. Jess P.S. on the board, working hard for us. We appreciate that. Some of the texters out there. Was the New Orleans killer a Republican? Tom from Jackson wonders. I haven't heard political leanings other than, you know, ISIS leanings. Apparently this guy in New Orleans swore allegiance to ISIS. And I heard on the cable news earlier today, Earl, that apparently he's uploaded videos to like Facebook, and Facebook took them down, or social media took them down, if it wasn't Facebook. But point being is they were out there and they were taken down. And I heard someone on Fox News lamenting the fact that the FBI wasn't informed about that, and we got to, you know, hire greater regulation over these socials. Well, maybe that might be true, but number one, I thought you didn't like the FBI. You know, what I mean? and so it's. I'm curious. We don't know. At least I don't know at this point. Now the other cat, the guy who died in the Tesla in front of Trump Tower. The reporting update on that is apparently he shot himself first, then the vehicle blew up afterwards. Now, there's some reporting over at the Raw story that his uncle said that he loved Trump. Here's what the reporting says there. Now, this is the guy who died at the Trump Tower in Vegas, Matthew Livelsberger, a Green Beret from Colorado Springs, reportedly rented the Cybertruck, drove it to Las Vegas. They identified the burned remains from his tattoos and confirmed he had a fatal gunshot wound that occurred before the truck exploded. His uncle told The Independent that he was like a Rambo type, for lack of a better word. He used to have, quote, all the patriotic stuff on Facebook. He was 100% loving the country. He loved Trump. He was always a very, very patriotic soldier, a patriotic American. It's one of the reasons he was in Special Forces for so many years. It wasn't just one tour of duty. Now, he also added the nature of the explosive device didn't match what he knew about his nephew. He said that Matt was a very skilled warrior, and he would have been able to make, if it was him and he did this, he would have been able to make a more sophisticated explosive using propane tanks and camping fuel. He was what you might call a super soldier. Ever read about the things that he was awarded, the experience he had? Some of it doesn't make sense. When he had the skills and ability to make something more, let's say, efficient, his skills were enormous from what he had been taught in the military. So that, again, that's the uncle of the guy in Vegas. So Tom from Jackson, not clear on the murderer in New Orleans, but, and then I was kind of thinking that the layout here, Earl, you know, the guy, if he was a true Trumpster, and Trump's, you know, obviously in bed with Elon Musk, whatever struggles he was going through, he got into Tesla and went to Trump Tower. I mean, so that says, you know, when I first heard that, I was like, man, was this, you know, some hardcore lefty, you know, doing this kind of thing? When it seems to, this perhaps was this guy's, I don't know, heaven, let's call it. Now, for lack of a better word, you're in the Elon Musk vehicle, you're in front of Trump Tower. What a better place to be at the end? I don't know. I don't know the motivation, certainly, and I don't know if we ever really truly will. So there we go on that. Any words on that, Earl?
Well, you know, Dominic, these were military veterans who spent a lot of time in Iraq and Afghanistan, mm-hmm. more than one tour of duty, over and over and over. And so they learn they learn how to kill.
Yeah, that's the point.
We train, huh?
That's the point.
I know, man. We take people who join the military and they're ordinary citizens like you and I, and their job, and we teach them to become killers, hard killers. And many come out, not all, but some come out, and we don't have the psychiatrists and psychologists to really spend time. What do you think happens to somebody, Dominic, who's, I don't know, I had a brother who was in Vietnam at 17, and he came back, he was never the same.
Yeah.
How do you possibly come back having to, you say you're fighting for the country, but man, you're not fighting for the country when you're out in the jungle somewhere. You're fighting for your life. And they come back, and then we don't do the due diligence for them, Dominic.
Yeah.
These were two military veterans, right? They weren't immigrants, illegal immigrants. They were America's finest, right? That we always say, those who are in the military, they're our finest.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something to be said about that, Dominic. Nobody's going to say it, right?
But shouldn't that be part of it, right? I mean, if you look at that commonality as mentioned, they're both veterans. They both serve. They're both in war zones. Apparently, I mean, if that's the case, that's a commonality. And as mentioned, you know, we certainly could do more for our veterans and not cut the VA and whatever. The Republicans have a great plan for their to fund their tax cuts. But as a statistical analysis, you can say, look, both these guys are in the military. They're both of them are U.S. citizens. You know, they're not immigrants. You know, and why not talk about the facts? The facts are this guy was a Green Beret, man. He served several tours. Yes. This guy was a super patriot, according to his uncle. I mean, that doesn't fit the narrative of the illegal drug dealer coming in with drugs from Mexico. You know what I mean? So the fact that it's one thing to lie about it, then it's a whole nother thing to not talk about what the reality is of the situation. I mean, it makes it even worse if that's even possible.
You know, Dominic, that really is the question that should be asked. And that's one of the questions that should be asked. You know, why are we not talking about that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many others are walking around, you know, who serve? Hey, a Green Beret is a person who is, I'm sorry, Dominic, they're the best at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we train them to be the best. And so some are able to come back strong enough to overcome it. Others aren't. Should we not be having the conversation, Dominic, about how many more are out there like them?
Absolutely, that should be part of the conversation. I mean, without question. And then it goes to the funding of how do we support those veterans? And it's real easy to sign it and say, oh, yeah, send them off and go do this and do that. But they're the ones actually doing the service. They're the ones with their lives on the line. And then they come back, and are they getting the support that they need? I don't have the answer to that, Earl. I don't know that, but how is that not the at least part of the conversation? Especially when you hear the conversation from the Republicans saying, "Oh, this is all immigrant crime. It's all Joe Biden's fault." It's just asinine.
Well, I can tell you, Dominic, there aren't enough psychiatrists and psychologists to deal with veterans who come back out of the wars.
Yeah,
that's a fact. It's been a fact for a long time. I've always said that's unacceptable. You know, whatever the government needs to do, Dominic, to make sure that men who we've sent, well, they're patriots. I don't care what you call them. Their lives have been turned inside out and upside down. Dominic, I don't know what it's like to be in the jungle halfway around the world at 18 years old. Do you?
Nope.
No, man. Hey, it's enough of a jungle in the city where I live.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they're halfway around the world, man. They come back. They don't deprogram them. We don't do much of anything. So I just think it's something and a question that should be asked right now.
Yeah.
Who's going to ask it?
Well, we're asking it. Earl Ingram joining me today, 855-752-4842. And, you know, and one of the things that bothers me is the, I don't want to say false bravado or false patriotism, but when Republicans and try to put, you know, the veterans and those that serve up on a pedestal, and we want, you know, we want to do everything for them. And then their legislative responses are to not do that, to not fund it to the degree that it should be. It falls on deaf ears, man. I don't buy it. It's hard for me to believe that you really, really care
about the veterans. And what is, you know, people all, and they end the thing, and God bless our vets. Okay, great, bless them. But are we funding, are we doing them right when they come out of the service?
No.
Are we treating them like we should? Should we be investing more? And I'm not saying, and apparently there is, you know, everyone's got their thing, man. You know, in service and out of service. The one guy in New Orleans apparently drove from Texas, you know, had, you know, divorces and you know, financial troubles. But, you know, a lot of people have those things, you know, and right. Those things, it's not uncommon, but how they manifest and how they can magnify other issues, it can certainly be a problem. And, you know, again, we don't know at this point where that goes, but at least we're talking about a conversation. The commonality between these two folks is that they're veterans and they're American citizens. Not that they came from the southern border, Republicans.
What I do know about the veterans, Dominic, is going back to the Vietnam War, when veterans were exposed to Agent Orange,
mm-hmm.
and their families, and birth defects, and cancers, and all sorts of things, and our government said, no, didn't happen. Didn't happen. But after those men turned 60 years old, then the government finally said, oh, yeah, by the way, you were exposed to something. Let us give you a little something. The burn pits in Iraq mm-hmm. and Afghanistan. And those men who were exposed to all sorts of chemicals and things, Dominic, the government didn't right away take responsibility and say, yes, it happened. Right? That's all. I think that these same people who want to laud those veterans, Dominic, you can say, hey, thank you for your service. But more than anything else, anybody who's been, I believe, Dominic, in a war zone should never have to worry about a roof over their heads ever again.
Ever again.
Or being hungry. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to talk about supporting our veterans and those that serve? That should never be a question. I'm absolutely with you, regardless of, you know, you talk about Donald Trump, they'll deport all these people no matter what it takes at any cost. How about taking care of the people that serve this country and we put them in, you know, these horrible situations? And come on, man, Iraq and Afghanistan, we can go on to whether or not those things were really, really, you know, detrimental or serious to the national security of this country. A lot of folks will say that it was, you know, Cheney lying us into war, Liz's old man, you know, so don't get me going on the Halliburton and how much money was getting made. And folks, and we talked to some of the soldiers that were there, Earl, and they were driving empty semi-trucks from point A to point B and back because that's what the contract said. That's what they were supposed to do. And even if there was nothing on that truck, they still made the run, putting people's lives in danger to check a box and count the mileage. Come on, man. That's just terrible. 855-752-4842. Sue from Racine, you're up. Welcome, Sue. What do you got for us?
Hi. I just have a short comment to make.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that we don't take care of our veterans here when they come back from a war zone. But another issue is I don't believe that former war zone veterans or belong in any type of law enforcement in this country.
Hmm. And why is that?
They're trained killers. They're trained to kill.
But aren't police officers also trained to use their weapons, Sue? Hopefully. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but is it the same as a war zone? Being in a war zone?
It depends where you're at, I guess. Sue, I get your point. I would say that, listen, if folks are deprogrammed, quote unquote, if they come back and they get the therapy and the help and the mental support that they need, absolutely folks can, I think, transition into those other kinds of roles. But, you know, that's on us. And maybe it certainly should be on us, those that don't engage, that don't vote, that don't pay attention. And, you know, the hawks that are in office that are so eager to send our men and women off to wars for whatever reason they see fit for their, you know, political circumstances. Maybe we should take these things a little more seriously. Doesn't excuse certainly anything that happened. But one thing we do know is they weren't immigrants. They weren't illegal immigrants. They didn't come in from Mexico to Texas. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I went back home after so much time. You get a chance to run, you get a chance to hide. I said, I saw a mountain go up in a blaze.
And welcome back to the Dom Esselvia Show, 855-752-4842. Happy 2025. Earl Ingram joining me this hour and next hour as well. His show, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Monday through Friday. Always a pleasure to hang out with Earl. Got Jess P.S. on the board and you on the horn. We'll get to you momentarily. We got some of the texters lighting us up. Let's get to a few of them. Jeff from Green Bay. Republicans lie about a problem. Blame Democrats. The brainwashed followers will repeat the lie. They do it because nobody calls them out. ABC, CBS, NBC all report what Trump and Republicans say, but the next words out of the reporter's mouth should be, that's a lie. Here's the truth. Now, the Trumpsters threaten to sue in court. We're losing this battle. Well, Jeff, I hear you, man. It is a challenge. But to push back a little bit on your point, that NBC article I referenced, one of the reasons I read that one, because it specifically said Trump and GOP allies falsely blame New Orleans attack on immigration failures. But certainly the ABC settling with the George Stephanopoulos, you know, saying that Trump was a rapist because that's what he is. And the judge allowed that, said that for all intents and purposes, commonality, the term definition rape would apply. The judge said that. Stephanopoulos said it many, many times on his show, and Trump sued them. And ABC settled. They settled. They didn't have to settle that. There's no way that would never, ever, ever, ever win. They would not win that in court. Repeating what the judge said. Give me a break. They settled that. Well, of course, ABC, what, owns Disney, and they got a lot going on, right? So they have other motivations perhaps, but that settlement, I think, gives a false bravado to the megas who would want to sue people for telling the truth, even if it's an uncomfortable truth, and emboldens those folks. And I think it also then them doing that stifles, I think, good journalism. Maybe that's why we got people asking bad questions, Earl. 855-752-4842. 4842. Bill from Green Bay, what gets under my skin as I watch these Wounded Warrior Project commercials beg the working class for money? Shouldn't the federal government be taking care of these veterans? ! Yes, Bill, to our point exactly. Some sacrifice everything. Some sacrifice so much. This should be taken care of by the government 100%. They should have every service available to them. Yet there are commercials on TV. They should be respected and treated in the highest regard, but they're basically ignored. Despicable. Bill from Green Bay. And, you know, that's the thing, Earl. This is all a reflection of us, man. Whether we like it or not, it's a reflection of you. It's a reflection of me. It's a reflection of Jess. You know, the Trump presidency, the things we do, these are all, these aren't anomalies, man. This is who we are. This is the battle, the conversations that we have, the messages, and this is all us, man. We're looking in the mirror.
You know, Dominic, what Bill said was 100% accurate. And you and everybody should ask that question.
Yeah.
The wealthiest nation on earth. Look, man, they just 83 senators just agreed, Democrats and Republicans, to a $900 billion military budget. And then they said, we don't have any money for health care or for the poor or for anything else. But Democrats agree to a $900 billion budget, man. How much of that is going towards warriors?
Yeah. Not enough. Certainly not enough, man. I mean, we got $1 trillion. I think it's going to be over $1 trillion when it's all said and done.
Right.
But yeah, it's a great point. Bill also follows up with suckers and losers. Yeah, we know what Donald Trump had to say about that. 855-752-4842. Dick from Madison, you are next. Happy New Year's, Dick. Happy 2025. What do you got for us?
Happy New Year's to both of you. Tying into this thing today, the most pathetic thing that I've seen, there are some rogue people that become part of the military that maybe should have been called out before they even got in. Somebody like who was the guy that Trump first had on his and went away before he even went into office, general.
Oh, Gates? Matt Gates for attorney general?
No, the general that he won in his first term.
Flynn. Yeah, Flynn, Mike Flynn.
Flynn. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a traitor. Okay, but here's one that just cracks me up today. This afternoon, I'm hearing that Josh Hawley wants Christopher Wray to testify about all this stuff. Now, here's a guy that testified, if I'm not mistaken, way last summer about the biggest threat to this country is domestic
terrorism. Right.
And Josh Hawley wants to call him back, what, to say the same thing that he told you dumbasses way back then?
I mean, you got to tell them three times before they believe it, Dick. Thanks for the call, man. 855-752-4842. And of course, Ray is appointed by Trump. He's a Republican, for crying out loud. Uncle Tony from Columbus, he texts in, ABC did not settle the lawsuit. Disney settled the suit. Yeah. And that points to a big problem with billionaires and corporations buying the news media and then neutering it out of a sense of maintaining profits. Ooh, that is a great point. And we've seen that in what? The Washington Post, owned by Bezos, the LA Times, owned by some other billionaire who a bunch of their folks just quit because they wouldn't allow they pulled the endorsement of Kamala Harris. I mean, what? Why? Because this be bad for business? Man, let the news people do their work. Let the opinion people do theirs. Join us, 855-752-4842. Lots of opinions in 2025. Come back with us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Jimmy Kay will be in for Rocker.
And we'll get to some of the stories we missed on Thursday.
Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. New Orleans reopening Bourbon Street following the deadly ramming attack killing 14 victims. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says a group, including the mayor, have paid respects to those who lost their lives.
We gathered in front of the truck. We laid 14 yellow roses down for our 14 victims. And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
Police fatally shooting the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. military veteran who officials say was inspired by ISIS. President Biden today discussing the ongoing investigation and says they found no information of a connection between this attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a cyber truck in Las Vegas.
They have not found any evidence of such a connection thus far. I've directed them to keep looking.
This is ABC News.